58. Turf was cut on bogs where it's not allowed over the weekend in counties Galway and Roscommon. Gardaí did try to stop it but were obstructed by people opposed to the ban. The bogs are among those whose restrictions were brought in under the European Habitats Directive. Later we'll talk to the minister responsible, Jimmy Deenahan, but let's hear now from Dermot Moran, a turf cutter who was at Monivet Bog in County Galway on Saturday supporting local turf cutters. Good morning, Dermot Moran. What happened on Saturday?
Good morning, Gavin. At dawn on Saturday morning, people and machines arrived in Monivet Bog for to cut turf for their fuel for the winter. And after a while, Gardaí had arrived as well, and they went to go into the machines, and the people, didn't allow that to happen. And one man took responsibility for the machines and said he owned them. And Gardaí then would have read out a section of the Habitats Directive regarding the cutting of turf.
So you stopped...
continued cutting then for the day until all the turf was cut for the people in the area.
So you stopped the Gardaí from doing their job?
Not particularly. We reckon the Gardaí are now doing the job of the National Parks and Wildlife Rangers who hadn't the guts to go in anymore to the bog.
Do you accept that by cutting on these bogs that you're breaking the law?
No, we do not, because this thing started out over 16 years ago without consultation with the people, and many, many people were never notified and still are not notified that these were alleged SACs, and there was no redress for people to appeal the decisions either.
But it's still in contravention of the law, what you did at the weekend. Do you accept that?
No, we do not. We accept that it's a directive from Europe, and we believe that these were all designated illegally. And in some cases, the bogs, the surveys were done off the road, and I have the surveys myself and the bog groups where the NGOs that done them said we assume they were the same as other bogs, and we're only looking at it off the road, and that's anything like that is could not be a legal designation.
We'll be talking to Minister Jimmy Deenahan later in the programme, who is likely to point to the compensation available for turf cutters whose bogs come under this directive, a payment of €1,500 each year for 15 years, along with a sign-up payment of €500, which brings the total to €23,000 for each turf cutter, which is index-linked and is tax-free. What would you say to that compensation? Is it enough?
It's derogatory and an insult to people's intelligence. And I have been to meet Jimmy Deenahan with the group as well. And if Senator Ryan Higgins down here in Galway even questioned the constitutionality of that derogatory compensation...
Derogatory? Do you want more?
No, we don't actually want compensation at all. We want to continue cutting turf. Maybe there's people that would take that 1500, but certainly we don't want it. It applies along the line that if you have 1 acre of a bog, you get 1500, and if you have 10 acres of a bog, you still only get 1500. And there is no compulsion on them to keep paying, according to the literature, a maximum of 15 years, so they could stop after 2 or 3 years. And it is not tax-free, because carbon tax will come in then anyway.
Dermot Moran, turf cutter in Monivet in County Galway, thank you very much for speaking to us.